Blog Talk Radio.
You're a mystical man. Lead us through.
Open to receive the magic of life.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Go Within or Go Without Radio. I am your host, Daniel Gutierrez, and I am so honored that you would take your time this morning on an early Sunday morning and maybe even Monday for those of you in other parts of the world. Thank you for being here with me this morning. I want to start out, before we get going on this incredible guest, just reading a mantra. If you could just imagine for a moment, as you slow yourself down to take in the information that we're going to share with you today, that you're sitting, even if you've never been, that you're sitting in the sacred space of Machu Picchu, and you're just sitting there as the sun rises over the top of the Andes, and you listen to this mantra. I wrote this mantra while sitting, watching the sunrise come over Machu Picchu. Oh God, release me of the bondage of self that I might open my heart. Allow me to express my heart freely and receive all that is good in life. Help me to see that everything I could possibly desire in life is at the fingertips of my awareness. When I am living connected from my heart, it is then and only then that I can receive the gift of my inheritance of peace, love, and abundance that is individualized as me, the reality of me. Today we got a wonderful guest. Hans Christian King is a true modern-day mystic, a direct voice medium and metaphysics expert specializing in channeling and spirit communication. His ability to communicate with the spirit realm and work in partnership with his guidance has helped over 60,000 clients, I don't know who had that kind of time, in a private readings over the last 60-plus years. Wow. Gifted with the rare ability to bridge the gap between the physical and spiritual worlds, Hans literally walks in both realms. A very important part of his work is devoted to providing comfort to those who have lost loved ones, as he brings them powerful and personal messages from the other side. He also teaches a wide range of classes, including an intensive series of intuitive development classes. And today, folks, I am excited that we're here to talk about his new book called Guided. And by the way, before we get going, you can go to www.guidedbook.com and get yourself a copy. Hans, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to being on with you and your wonderful people. This is a great honor for me.
Thank you, and it's an honor to have you. I want to jump into your book. I just want to dive in because there's a chapter that you talk about laughter, the Zen of laughter, and I so believe in laughter. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, laughter literally changes the vibratory pattern around you. You know, there's an old adage from my youth that said, any darn fool can be uncomfortable. And so when you find a place in your heart to make laughter okay, you will find it changes the dynamics around you. And I find for me the greatest laughter I get is looking at myself. And I'll say to myself, like, oh, I didn't really say that, did I? And I'll just crack up. And, you know, I'll go to the mirror and look in the mirror and say, oh, my goodness, what happened? Where'd you go? You know, and make life fun, because in the end, the only thing we get to keep from life is love. So if you can laugh, as often I have shows that I record that will guarantee that I laugh. And But if everybody would not so much listen, you know, I'm famous for the routine about mind chatter. If everybody would stop listening to the mind chatter that's telling you everything is wrong, nothing is good, it's ever going to happen to you, and why in the world am I here, and actually turn on something funny. I have a dear friend of mine, Craig Shoemaker, and if I get down, I go just put a CD of his on, and he's absolutely hysterical. And I find myself laughing, and everything else just sort of fades away, Daniel. It just goes away.
I love that.
Laughter is a great healer.
It is a great healer, and I think that we should do more of it. And that's why I was so drawn to this chapter, because I really do believe that laughter is also the opens the heart. It opens just channels. That's what, you know, watching children as they laugh about everything. They don't take things so seriously as we do as adults.
It is a doorway to our own natural love that God has for us and with us. And it opens doors for us, because the spirit doesn't walk around moaning and whining and all this sort of you don't hear any of that.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'll hear my guide and say, did you hear what you just said? What's the matter with you? And it cracks me up, you know, just because I do the teaching and I've seen all these people, and you were questioning about how I could do that. Well, I see over 1,000 people a year. So, yeah, well, I used to say I worked 8 days a week, and that's the truth.
I had to think about that. Eight? Where'd you get eight?
I know. I thought I'd catch you there.
You did. I was like, eight. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Because I'd wind up doing a reading, emergency reading at night for somebody that wasn't on my regular calendar. So it wound up, I did an extra 7 people every week. So I actually did 8 people a day. So what I'm saying is, find time in your life that isn't devoted to the appearance of your life.
Mm.
And you can find something funny. You want to see something funny? Go to the park. It's free. And watch the children. Watch the children. And go see a father with a child strapped to his chest and a mother with another one in there. And you can't help but smile. You can't.
I love that.
The more people realize that they take their life too seriously, the better off they'll be.
Laughter is good. Now, there are probably people that I have that listen to the show, because I have a wide range of people who are spiritual seekers and business people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about spirit guides. When you say a spirit guide, this is your business. What do you mean?
Well, we call them, we call them guides, Daniel. But if you check in your Bible, it says that God will send something to this effect, and God will send his angels to have charge over things.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we are all given help. We're all given guidance. Our job, in the beginning of our life, we're connected. When we're 2 to 6 years old, we're still connected with that guidance. That's why so many children say, I saw this, or I saw that, or I heard this, or that. But then the naturalness of society takes over and reminds us it's only an illusion, it's not true. See? And so we begin to pull away from that very guidance. And then when we get to be up in life a little bit, we say, I really would like to connect with my guidance again. We've gone all these years, 20, 30 years, and
mm-hmm.
we disconnected ourselves. So all of us have a guide, an angel, a helper, someone, and some ones in many cases, because we can have more than one, are there to remind us of what our path actually is, not what the mind chatter tells you it is, but what your path actually is. And that's been part of my work with spirit for over 60 years now. And you can see when people connect, you watch them connect, their whole life changes.
And you brought up spirits, angels, and guides. What's the difference?
They're all the same. It's the same. It's just
the same.
Different just different terminology, that's all.
Right. And can anyone receive a guidance? I mean, how does that work?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they already have them. They just don't know it. My job as a spiritual medium is to reconnect them to what they already have. The spirit guides never went anywhere. They never abandoned us. We do that. In fact, Spirit once said to me, the biggest sadness, he said, if we have a sadness, he said, it would be that we never abandon the people. they always abandon us. And I said, why? He says, because when you get into the human daily life, it's too hard to remember to call us up and ask us for help. And my job as a medium is to remind you, you do have that resource. You can go into there. You can return to the spirit for your answers.
Wow.
Even you, Dan. So, even you, Daniel.
Oh, I need it, brother.
We all do.
I'm constantly going, really? Really? You know, I was just sharing with you before the show started that I'm building a spiritual center in Peru. And that came from something, a guide, a spirit, a message when I was on Machu Picchu last. It said, you need to build a center here. And I was like, are you kidding me? And they said, they were like, yeah, this is what you're going to do. And so I heard that very loud and clear. And some people think I'm crazy, but I did hear that message. The how, they said, just journey. We'll show you. We'll show you along the way.
Well, the how is very simple. Part of the teachings that I give people, the how is set your intention, and that's the end of it. When you set your intention, we know for a fact that energy follows thought. And when you set your intention, spirit will provide the doors. They'll never do the work for you. You have to do that, but they will present the doors that you can do it.
Boy, I need to hear that today.
Yeah, you need to, no matter what the appearance of the obstacle is, Daniel, there is none. It's an illusion. And this will change tomorrow or the next day. If you stick to your intention, you will see it through. If you go out and you read any book, a biography, autobiography, of anybody that you consider successful in whatever they have done, somewhere in the book, in these words, one way or another, it will always say, and I always knew it. And that's where you have to come from. And I always knew it. See?
It's interesting because I was actually doing an interview recently, and they said, how do you know this is going to happen? And I said, I'm already standing on the front porch looking at the mountains.
That's right, because that's the exact truth. Energy follows thought. And no matter no matter whether there's enough money one day, that'll change. Remember, everything in life has a corresponding opposite. So as poor as you are, is how rich you can be. It just works that way. Everything goes
inside. That's powerful.
You.
As poor as you are, say that again. That
is
was powerful.
Rich, as poor as you are, is as rich as you're going to get.
Whew.
If there's an opposite. One side of the pencil writes, one part of the pencil erases. Okay, and if you erase something, what do? You write again. Just know, don't let the appearance of defeat or the appearance of anybody else's idea of what you should be doing. Oh, my goodness, if I had listened to the doctors and the people when I was young who told me I had 3 months to live, and all, I never made it. Never made it, you know.
Well, folks, listen, we're talking about his book today, but I want you to go to his website also, hongsking.com. That's HANSKING.com. So that there you'll see a little bit about his book, and you'll also see how you can engage him if you choose to do so. But, you know, today we're talking about his wonderful book, Guided. And I guess one of the questions I have, what was the inspiration behind the book? What was the message that you wanted people to get from it?
I wanted people to know that they're not alone in their thoughts. Their thoughts have a tendency to defeat them. And I said to Spirit, what can we do, what can we teach that will bring a positive note to people when they're in despair? And we started with this book, and it says right underneath it, we were 10 years in doing the project. That's how long it took. But if people know they have a resource, this is my raison d'etre, if you will. I want people to know that they're not alone in their thinking. The Spirit hears their thinking and is trying to minister to them. But it's very hard to get through human mind chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell, you know, at the end of every radio show that I have on Saturday, in fact, there's one today, at the end of every radio show, I will say the following. Remember always, children, that God does not love anyone more in this world than you. I have said this to crowds up at 1,400, 1,500 people, and I'll say that to them, and they will you will see tears coming down their face, because they never realized, and obviously are struggling with realizing what I'm saying. There is spirit, the God force, doesn't love anyone more than you. What kind of a God would you pray to who loved someone else more than you? I'd fire that God and get a new one, because that God's not working for me.
I love it. Wow. So what do you know? So we're talking about guided, and we're talking about, you know, the different things that show up. But one of the things that people always ask, and it kind of goes along the line with what you just said about God loves everybody. Does everybody have a purpose? Are we here for a purpose?
You
are we,
be here.
What are we here
You're
for?
You're not here by dear friend. Spirit said to me once when I was a young man, "You're not there by accident. You're there by design."
Mm.
We, in the beginning, do a life review on the other side in the spirit with people we've worked with before, our guides, to see what we feel we didn't work on, what we didn't get, if we're stuck in anger, fear, if we're stuck in abundance, not being good enough for abundance. And we say, well, we'd like to go past that again. And people say, well, you know, you had with that last time, I'll help you with this time. And so you come in here with a dharma or a master plan. And that's why I say we're here by design, not by accident. Once you finally get that and you get into the flow, Daniel, of recognizing, it's like you're doing with your center.
Mm-hmm.
So long as you know that this is part of your dharma, that's it. It's already done. You're already in the center right now, because the very mention of it is power for the center.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. One of the things that you talk about in your book also, in your book, that I really love and I really resonate with, and that's the intuitive intelligence of the heart. But you talk about something that I think that people struggle with, humans struggle with today, and that's going from the head to the heart, intellect to intelligence.
Well, they're afraid to follow the heart for fear they'll fail. But they don't.
Mm.
They're not afraid to follow the mind chatter, which is lying to you constantly.
Yeah.
You know, the mind chatter rarely, it's just lying to you. The mind chatter rarely tells you how wonderful you are. Yes, you are beautiful. Yes, you are successful. It doesn't say any of that. It reminds you who you are not.
Mm.
It compares you to other people. It compares you to other situations. Why does so-and-so have this and I don't have that? You know, and it goes through this litany of why you're not good enough. Where the heart, if you listen to the heart, says, I am that I am. I am enough for
mm.
God. Therefore, I'm enough for me. You see?
Mm.
So what
yes,
we try
yes.
to do is to reconnect people to the heart chakra, so that at least they have options, you know. This is why you'll hear a master or a teacher say, how does it feel to you? You see, so when you say that as a teacher, you're speaking to the heart of the person. And
you know what's interesting? And saying what you just said, you just said something that made me think of this. Society, and I may be wrong, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Society is built on what we are not rather than what we are.
That is correct.
Right? I mean, it just seems like
what we are not.
It seems like it thrives on that, so that it has business. I hate to put it that way, but so that there's commerce. Let me tell you what you're not, and you need me, rather than what I am.
Daniel, that's exactly true.
Wow.
I teach parents that when their children are old enough to speak, video record them. Remind them of who they actually are. That they are just baby angels having a human experience. That no one they see is loved by God more than they are. And when you instill this in them, then you'll find that their mind chatter is far less. It's far less. And I remember a parent I had in one day, a mom and the son was about 14. And way back in the day, I had her do this process, and he grew up to be quite a lovely teenage kid. And he t- turned to his mom after seeing the video. He says, "Mom, where'd I go? I like that. I like that me, not this me. Where did I go?"
Wow.
Society and its mind chatter hijacked him. It hijacked him. And that's what we want to make certain that at Agape International, for instance, in Los Angeles where I teach, they have children's programs. And when they have me, and the children are actually amazed at how the spirit can connect with that little person inside of them. And the boys, of course, get all, you know, they get crazy and they start, you know, who's spying on me and all this stuff, you know. But then when they realize that it all comes out of a goodness, it changes the outlook of their life. It changes their life, period. And for all of us, if we would remember, we are not who we see in the mirror. I learned a long time ago, Daniel, that who somebody is and their behavior are simply two different things.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty powerful. You know, this time is going by really fast. We have about 8 minutes. Do you have a practice that would help people hear their guidance that maybe you could share with us today?
Well, one of the things that I teach people is to learn to be still. We have lots of classes on quieting the mind chatter. For instance, in our intuitive development class, the very first part of that is learning to still the mind chatter. I said on either radio or TV a while back, I think the greatest destructive force in the universe is human mind chatter.
Mm.
Practicing and learning how to not listen to the mind chatter. Every day, sit down and say, I make a choice today to not listen to my mind chatter. I choose to listen to my heart chatter, my heart language. I choose not to be afraid because of my own mind. I choose to find peace in my life. And when you do that every day, it becomes automatic, and that's exactly what you draw to you. Remember, always, Daniel, we draw to us that which is our own consciousness.
Mm.
And when you learn to shift the consciousness away from the glass being half empty to the glass being half full, everything in front of you. Somebody's written a book, but it says change your perception, change your life. It's absolutely true.
I love that.
So you can preset every day. You can preset it.
Every day. So you preset by starting the day and just claiming it. I'm not going to listen to it. Because it clearly is there. I mean, I know that it doesn't matter what work you do. You if we're human, we're privy to the human condition. And
learn to control that condition.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
You do have power over it.
That's the part that I think consumes people, is they think they don't.
Oh,
and it consumes them.
Absolutely.
Wow. So one of the things I like about your book, I want people to know that you every chapter has like exercises to kind of help bring into get what they were reading. And you also say at the beginning of the book that, you know, don't speed read.
Do not speed read. Take it in. Take each line in and really hear what, you know, take in what you're actually hearing and own it.
Yeah, and I want to encourage everybody, and I know we were talking about this also before the show. I want to encourage people, this book, and I don't say this about every book that I read, that I get a chance to have in my hands, but we live in a world, in a digital world, where we've forgotten or we're forgetting the art of the touch of the paper, the touch of the book, and the energy. Han's energy literally comes through the book. Buy a copy and hold it in your hand and read the words and let them jump off the page and feel what Hans was delivering for you, because I think, and I may be wrong, and maybe it's my age, but I just love to feel your energy in this book, because I feel like I'm sitting down across from you having a cup of coffee. And so I want to encourage everybody to, you know, okay, buy your copy on Kindle or whatever you need for your iPad, but get yourself a copy and hold it and read it from that standpoint, because I think you'll be missing out if you don't grab the book and have it in your hand and feel the message, you know, and I just want to encourage everyone to do that. And so if to get a copy or learn more about his book, you go to www.guidedbook.com, which is the name of the book, guidedbook.com, and get your copy.
You know, Daniel.
And, yep.
You know, Daniel, if you pre-order the book, you will save money before the November the 14th. So you got to order before the 14th, and you'll save money.
There you go. So go there and pre-order the book. Save some money and get the book in your hand. That's what I was trying to say. Hans, we've got about 4 minutes. Anything you want to say to our audience before we have to leave?
I think what's really important in this very, very difficult time that we're going through right now, we all know what that time is.
Mm-hmm,
remember that in the end, you cannot shine the dark and the light. The light will always prevail. No matter how dark it looks from time to time, the light will prevail and we will come through this. And everything will be all right. Follow your own heart. Follow your own heart. Don't follow your fears. Don't follow your mind chatter. Follow your heart.
Follow your heart and shine your light. And all will be well. Folks, I always have a great time with you. I love feeling your energy and the message that you give to the people. My audience, and I want to thank you for being who you are and what you are and what you do, because you give us hope to keep moving the next day. And the mind chatter, folks, I mean, what a big message today. I just appreciate you, and I thank you for the work that you do.
And I will
come
and teach at your center one day.
Yay! I love to hear that, doctor or not. If I have to strap an oxygen bottle to you, I will.
Without the doctor's permission, I'll come.
Exactly. We'll figure it out. I love it. Well, thank you, folks. It's been a wonderful morning this morning. Again, please go pre-order the book at www.guidedbook.com. And let me be the first or the last to say to you, I love you. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
You're
open to receive the magic.